Welcome to episode 3 of the Dear Growing Women's Podcast. I'm excited to be back in this year of our Lord 2019. And it's only February. And boy, it seems like we've taken some hard hits so far this year. I haven't done a podcast since December 31st, 2018. And this will be my first one. And it's exciting. I have a lot of mixed feelings about it. And this is kind of like my outlet. I guess that's okay. One thing that recently occurred is that the transition of my pastor. And the funny thing about it is that I grew up in this church. And although I grew up in this church, when I went off to college, I kind of explored some different ministries. And when I was a freshman in college, I was in prayer at one time, and God was really specific about me having to go back home and just be a part of all that was happening there. And I was obedient. It took me a long time to go back, it seems like, but I was really obedient about it, and I went back, and I'm glad I did. I was able to serve faithfully. I was able to get my own launch into my own ministry. So Dear Growing Woman came out of this. So I'm really glad I was obedient. You know, life happens and you adjust and you keep growing. And that's the essence of being a growing woman, is that life happens, you adjust, and you just keep going. But I want to emphasize that you don't want to abuse any season of your life. And when I say you don't want to abuse any season of your life, I mean you don't want to rush things by so fast that you don't have time to heal and you don't have time to cope. And I think I have had enough of seeing women like me, men of God, women of God, just people who don't deal with the things that they go through. Like, you have to deal with life. Like, if you don't, life will kick your behind and not even apologize for it. And it's important that even in seasons of transition that you have good people around you. And I can't emphasize that enough. You have to have good, solid, strong people who can pray for you, who can encourage you. When you really want to quit, when you want to stop, when you just want to be done. And I can certainly say that God has put some awesome people around me, and I'm appreciative for all of those people around me. One of the things that stuck out to me just in his celebration of life was how highly people spoke of him as being an honorable man. And it reminded me of the Bible. And I took some time at the beginning of the year to really study and examine through 1st and 2nd Samuel. And I learned a lot. And I have seen the things that I have studied come up just in various aspects of life. So I am really going to talk about today just being honorable. I'm in every aspect of your life. And don't confuse honorable with being perfect. They're not the same. Like, they're not even near the same. So I'm going to primarily focus on 1 Samuel. The children of Israel saw all these other nations, and it was almost like they coveted the fact that these nations had leadership. They had a king, so to speak, and they had a leader. They had Samuel. Samuel was God's prophet. Samuel heard from God, like, legit, strong relationship. Like, this is the word of the Lord. This is what he told me directly. And it was almost like, although God had placed a man, a prophet, there for them, it was not enough. And can you imagine how that made God feel like, you know, I've done all of this for you, and yet you still want to do things just as others do them. You know, that's, and sometimes it's not his will for our lives, for us to do things the way others do things. And while it may work for one, it may not work for another. But in this case, God did grant them their request. And, you know, Samuel was a little upset about it, but God did grant them their request to have a king. And he allowed Samuel to anoint Saul as king. And, you know, even God gave Samuel a word from the Lord, just about even having Saul as king and how, you know, eventually things would change. And it was still what the people wanted. And there are times when God has given us everything that we need and we still want more. Can you imagine being in a relationship? And relationships where one person is the giver are hard. And they're hard in that you never feel adequate. And nothing you ever give is adequate, and nothing that you could ever come up with will be adequate, because that person will just always want more. And that's kind of what God was dealing with. Just people who wanted more. Nothing was ever enough. So God allowed Samuel to anoint Saul as king, and initially things were going great. And just as the word of the Lord that Samuel gave, things changed. And there was a time where Samuel didn't show up, and Saul took it upon himself to go before the Lord, because just in thinking about it, he needed the prophet to even help him make sound decisions. Like, he was king, but he still needed the prophet. And I find that interesting, just in and of itself. But in this scripture, you know, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and he knew it. He knew that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him, and that although he was God's anointed, the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him. And so, anyway, it leads to Samuel anointing David as king, the next king of Israel. And, you know, you hear David talked about as a man after God's own heart, and you hear him just being held in high esteem. Because David was honorable before the Lord. He was humble before the Lord. He was, everything that he did, you know, his primary goal was to really just please God. And that's what makes you honorable, wanting to please God. And even whenever he found himself in situations where his flesh had gotten him, you know, in a lot of trouble, dealing with Uriah and Bathsheba and him having Uriah killed and all of those things. Like, even in that, David humbled himself before the Lord. And a humble man is an honorable man. A man who humbles himself before the Lord is an honorable man. He doesn't gloat. He doesn't abuse his power. And then even the one instance in which, you know, David had really made a wrong move, he immediately knew and suffered for it, but he never turned his back on God. And I think that's a part of being honorable also, just being faithful to God in all things and giving thanks to God, even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of a situation that you could have just put yourself in. Just being honorable and really humble before the presence of the Lord, and realizing, one, that you're nothing without him. Two, you're really nothing without him. And three, you need him more than you need air to breathe. And when you get into 2 Samuel and he learns that Saul was killed, like, at no time does David ever gloat over Saul's death or celebrate the fact that Saul was dead or that he was defeated. And he never celebrated it because that's not who God made him to be. And then the opportunities that David had to kill Saul, he didn't do it. So those times where you have the opportunity to expose someone and you don't, or the opportunity that you have that you could just, you know, really give somebody the business and you don't, you know, that's you wanting to really truly please God in everything you do and say. So love your neighbor as yourself goes beyond even, you know, I'm just going to be nice to you. No, loving your neighbor as yourself is when you have the file that has all the evidence to prove, you know, why someone is guilty or what someone or who someone is. And you choose not to use that folder, but to use grace. What? Using grace. And David exhibits that. Like, he exhibits, you know, extending grace, because I don't know how many people, when you have your the person who's trying to kill you, you have them at your fingertips and you don't do anything. You don't react. You don't respond. You don't indirectly post a status. You don't roll your eyes. You don't, you know, you're not short with them. Like, that moment where you have that chance to really destroy the one who's trying to destroy you and you don't, that is honorable. And that's the type of life I want to live. That's the type of life I strive to live. So that whenever I'm done with this life, that people will know that I was a child of God. Not because I wore a shirt, not because I quoted scripture all the time, but just by my life. Simple as that. What are you doing to make an honorable life? What are you doing to produce for the kingdom of God and extend grace? What are you doing? What areas of your life do you need to trim or prune or cleanse? What areas of your life do you need God to just come in and overhaul? We all have them. You're not the only one. We all have them. I have areas in my life that I need God to overhaul. While I've grown a lot, I still have a long way to go. And I don't use that as an excuse to do what I want to do. That humbles me to know that, one, I have a long place to go. And two, I haven't made it yet. You know, I'm still pressing. And I think it's Paul that says that I press toward the mark of the prize. So it's an ongoing press. The press never stops. So what are you doing so that when it's all said and done, people can say you lived an honorable life, or you can say that you lived an honorable life before God? So I just want to extend to you just the opportunity to make it right. That's it. Just make it right. Like, nobody's perfect. I don't care how perfect they look. I don't care how perfect they think they are. Nobody's perfect. And even Paul talks about the thorn that he had, that he tried to get rid of, but it wouldn't go away. Those thorns keep us humble. And David was humbled. Every time God forgave him, he was humble. And one of my favorite psalms is actually Psalm 51. And my favorite part is when he says that he begs the Lord not to take his spirit away from him. Because without God's Holy Spirit, like, we wouldn't be able to even please God. I'm going to just be real. We wouldn't be able to. And that's why it's imperative to have the Holy Spirit on board with you, walking with you day by day, you know, helping you make decisions, helping you to deal with your neighbor, helping you to deal with your enemy, helping you to even deal with your friend. We all need that wisdom and to be able to house something so precious, someone so precious, I'll say, as the Holy Spirit. It's an honor. And you should want the place in which the Holy Spirit dwells to be clean. So, Lord, I thank you for just this moment in time that I was able to just stop and reflect on the word that you have allowed me to read. Father, I thank you for the listeners today, those that stumbled upon this podcast and those that are subscribers. I just thank you for all of these individuals. And Father, I ask that even in the midst of the various seasons of all of our lives, Lord, that you would just continue to just reveal yourself to us, reveal your will, your purpose, your intent, even day by day to us. And we know that your intentions are not to harm us. So, Lord, allow us, God, to rest in the fact that everything that you have done, everything you have planned, everything that will happen, Lord, that it's by your divine will, that it's by your plan, that it is for your purpose, that it is done to grow us and to make us honorable men and women of God. Father, I pray that even now, Lord, if any of us, if we don't know you, Lord, that you would first forgive us of all of our sins. And Lord, we confess you as our Lord. We confess you as the Son of God. We confess you as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who rose from the dead for our sins. Father, we confess even now, God, the things, if we are believers, God, and the things that we have in our hearts, God, that cause us to harbor things, offense, that causes us to harbor hatred, whatever it is, Lord, we need a complete overhaul in that area. Father, we just truly praise you for who you are and for what you're doing in each and every one of us, and the fact that you're powerful enough to overhaul us all at the same time, even on our different paths. Thank you for allowing us to be lights in this earth, for allowing us to be your hands and feet in this earth. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I just want to encourage you to share this podcast. I encourage you to share the blog. I'll do better. I promise I will. Update more often. And just keep it going. And I'm looking forward to just growing with you. If you want to connect with me, check out the blog and more information is coming. God bless.
Hi, dear girl and woman. I'm Livy. Did you like this podcast? Check out the blog at www.deargirlandwoman.com. When you get there, make sure you like and sign up to receive updates. Thanks. Love you.